It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday, and in the house with us now, joining us for the last hour of the morning show on Valentine's Day, it's Dr. Bruce Thompson, coming to talk about the fact that on Valentine's Day, you may be tempted to push the boat out a little with the sweet things in life. And being the nutritionist through and through, it's probably going to be a bit of a, well, shall we just say, it's probably going to change your perception of sugar. Good morning and welcome to you.
Morning. Thank you, Dave, for that introduction.
I think it was accurate there.
Well, you know, I'm not a nutritionist, and I just have to put that out there.
Are you not?
No.
After you put me on those diets and changed my life, you're telling me now.
I cannot claim that.
Unmasked.
I have to have that as a disclaimer. I'm not a dietitian or a nutritionist. I'm a homeopath and acupuncturist. And but you know, through working for 20 years on this, you pick up a few things. And obviously, in our training, we have a certain amount of nutrition and dietetics as part of our basic training. So we do come from somewhere with an understanding. Yes, that aside, have to just make sure we're clear about that. All my patients know, as you do, that we inevitably start talking about diet. We start talking about what we're putting in our bodies because it's fundamental to our health. And you know, I thought today would be a good opportunity to talk about sugar because, you know, everyone out there, a lot of people out there are going to have a lot of sugar thrown at them today and will feel that it's the day to have a lot of chocolate and this, that, and the other. And that's fine. And I would like just to offer a few tips to help people reduce the impact of that sugar on their system. So let's just, is that okay? Yeah? All good.
Are you asking my medical opinion or just...
Okay, so we have... let's just start with the basics, which is that sugar is the main driver of inflammation in our system, in our body. And, you know, we are evolutionarily programmed to go for sugar. We want sugar. The brain wants sugar. And so it's a very, very difficult thing for us as human beings without knowledge to protect ourselves against. All manufacturers of foods, of what's the word? Can't remember the word. You know, anything that is
processed,
right? They're always going to throw sugar in there
to make it palatable.
You know, I joke with my patients sometimes. If you put enough sugar with shit, you would eat it. And am I allowed to say that?
Now you've ruined our Valentine's show.
So, but that's the reality. We love sugar. And but we can mitigate. We can reduce the impact of that sugar on our system, reduce the damage that it does, because sugar does damage. We have insulin in our bodies to protect us from sugar. Insulin pushes sugar out of our bloodstream in order that we don't become toxic with sugar and it doesn't kill us. That's what diabetics have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, that too much sugar in the bloodstream will kill them. So it's not just a nice thing. It has serious impact on your health. And we know that chronically sugar will impact you in a very significant way if you don't manage it. So obviously weight, but cancer, microbiome issues, so digestive issues, which lead to mental and emotional issues as well. So we have a very good reason to pay attention to sugar and to find ways to reduce the impact on our health. So a couple of simple things that you can do that allow you to have that sugar treat but reduce the impact. The first one is that with a meal, and this is, you know, probably one of the fundamental reasons why the Mediterranean diet is good, is that they have a tendency and a more or less a habit of having a salad first. So if you provide your digestive system with the base of a salad, it will reduce the impact of any carbohydrates that you have in your meal by up to 70%.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as simple as that. Just
simple as
start
that.
With a salad.
Oh. And start with a salad. But make sure that salad is more or less 30% of the bulk of your meal. So it's not just a little salad, it's a nice substantial salad. And then if you eat vegetables first and then the proteins and carbohydrates and fats, that will also mitigate the impact of the carbohydrates that are coming later. And have your sweet after your meal. And that's, you know, something that we habitually do, right? We have a pudding. So a pudding is going to be mitigated by the food that you've already eaten. So you're going to have a smaller glucose spike.
So it's the spike that causes the problem.
It's the spike. So I always talk about the roller coaster. And most people that I consult, if we look at their food diary, we look at how they're eating through the day, you can see how they're on a roller coaster. They're on a sugar spike and then a sugar dip and a sugar spike and a sugar dip. And that's for most people the foundation of their problems. Because your hormones follow that to a degree. So hormones are impacted in that way. So they also follow a little bit of a spike. But the impact of that excess insulin, particularly for women, and as you know, I do a lot of fertility work, so I see the impact of that excess insulin with those glucose spikes.
But now, is insulin and sugar the same thing?
No, insulin is the body's protection. It's the way that the body removes glucose from the blood.
So but you say the impact of the extra insulin is, so the insulin is being created to get rid of the sugar.
Yeah.
If you get rid of the sugar naturally, then the insulin level should normalize.
What you want to do is to control the amount of insulin that the body is having to use. So you're wanting to make it easy for the body to keep its blood sugar within ranges. And you know, these little tips are a way to do that. So another tip is to increase the amount of vinegar, like a water vinegar mix or vinegar in a dressing on your salad, also specifically helps the body to control its blood sugar spikes.
Vinegar?
Yeah, vinegar. Oh. Vinegar is a very, very useful.
But I presume, because there are different types of vinegar, there must be some of which are just chemicals. If it's not a vinegar from an apple cider or a grape, you get that
true to a degree, but you do get a lot of the benefits even with artificial vinegar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is good news. So, you know,
with the
chips, you add the vinegar to the chips.
To the slab chips.
Then you can have the chips.
It's not a joke. It's true. Right. Okay. So these are very nice tips. So the other thing is savory breakfast, you know, making sure you start the day not with cereals and bread and toast and jam and marmalade. Oh, I love my marmalade. But anyway, savory breakfast. So, you know, bacon, eggs, or, you know, there are vegetarian versions of that, obviously, and vegan versions of that. But have more fats and proteins to start the day.
Interesting. I just wanted to ask while I have the opportunity. Fats have been demonized forever as being the cause of putting on weight. But it would appear that narrative has changed considerably.
Massively, massively. I mean, that is a mistake we made back in the 70s. And that classic food pyramid has more or less been turned on its head. The research that was based on has been shown to be not very good research. And it suited a bunch of sort of public policies in the Western world. And it is not actually good for us.
So you can enjoy a little heel fat biltong like our friend yesterday was
Reiner.
Well, I mean, it's fundamentally, I mean, I push significantly with my patients the idea of eating to produce ketones, so ketone-based diets, so low-carb to zero-carb diets, particularly when there's a pathology, when people are dealing with big problems, right? So moving on to a keto diet for pretty much all of them will have a significant impact.
Well,
in a positive way.
And of course, sugar doesn't play much of a role in a keto diet, does it?
It is the central figure in being removed.
There we go. Now you know.
Yeah. Okay. So for all of those out there who are going to be getting nice big packages of chocolates and so on for Valentine's, you know how to use them now. Make sure you're taking them at the right time. prepare your system for them, and just tease yourself. Don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolates and vinegar. You see, what a combination.
those are just a few of the hacks. There are many other hacks that are available. You know, I love hacks, like the breathing hacks and all of that. So these are nice little tips and little behavior changes that people can make that have a significant impact over time on their well-being.
Well, I mean, that's just wonderful and a simple change of what is almost habit.
Yeah.
But it's easy to change. And literally, that salad before the meal, that makes so much sense.
Mm.
And then adding a little vinegar to the salad, even more sense. It makes it more delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And what the health benefits are, well, there it is. There's a doctor in the house every Friday. And you'll catch more hints and tips about hacking your life into shape. There you go.
Hey? Thank you very much.
There's it. Dr. Bruce Thompson, the life hack. I like that. That's a new title bestowed upon you on Valentine's Day. So what's will the rest of your day look like?
It's a little bit crazy.
Busy, busy.
Yeah, busy.
But if you would like to consult with the good doctor, you find him down in the Bolito Village at the Thrive Pharmacy. He has rooms on a Friday, and the rest of the week is up in the highway area, but I'm sure it's a nice outing for you to take a drive that way. Anyway, it's
gorgeous.
Worthwhile. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Thank you, sir.
This will be up as a podcast shortly, in case you missed it. My special guest, or our special guest on a Friday, Dr. Bruce Thompson.